This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Museum and Archives will be hosting an event this weekend. I joined Jane Newman, who will be a part of the event, storytelling, in the Heritage Garden at the museum, as we listened to children across the street at the Cortez Island School on their recess. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Lonnie. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
So, it sounds like the kids are really excited for your program this weekend.
That's them whooping it up over there. Save the bees, all about bees, listening to bees, all of that. They're laughing.
Perfect. When is this event happening?
So, this Sunday, October 16th, from 1 to 3 in the Heritage Garden. If it's a rain day, we'll be inside, but it certainly does not look like it. So we could be outside for the entire event, except for a little bit of a tour through the actual exhibit that's indoors. And then we'll wander through the Heritage Garden as well and have a look at what's going on out here with bees.
Beautiful. So this is an all ages event?
All ages. Bring your grandmother, bring your toddler, bring your newborn, bring your dad, bring your mom, bring your friend.
So without giving it away, what type of storytelling will you be sharing with the crowd?
Well, you know, I've got a couple of really good stories about bees and other things. I will read with that sort of storytelling, je ne sais quoi, you know. But there may be some other things that crop up. We're also going to have a little bit of a craft area so kids can create something and possibly tell their own little stories about what they've made or what their experience with bees is. And so really it's some stories that over the last year and a half since I was involved in curating the exhibit with Nancy Kendall have been either told to me or shared with me or, you know, whatever about bees and listening to bees and saving the bees and just all about bees. So I it's not really giving it away, but there will be some cute little stories and we'd like to hear from people that are coming to some of their stories.
Excellent. So you said that very quickly, but just to clarify, the exhibit that's right on display right now is one that you co-curated.
Yes. So I co-curated that with Nancy Kendall and it opened in May of 2021. And so it's been up for a year and a half now and it's called Listening to Bees. And it does, it's a fabulous small exhibit in the main gallery space and it talks about honeybees, native bees, other pollinators, lore that's associated with bees, and also about Paul Stamets' work with the mushrooms and bees. And so there's a lot there. There's something for everyone in there. And of course, there's artifacts and various other aspects of bee culture exhibited. And definitely well worthwhile for people to drop by the museum, open Fridays and Saturdays throughout the winter, fall, winter, spring months, and have a look at listening to bees and or come out this Sunday, look at the exhibit and enjoy the Heritage Garden and all the bees that are still in the garden and some storytelling.
Beautiful. Do you know if that exhibit is going to stay up or is it a permanent exhibit?
It's not a permanent exhibit, but it will probably be up until spring. So I would say this coming spring, and that's me actually not being 100% sure, and I'm not even sure if the museum has made a definitive decision about when that exhibit would be replaced. But I feel like probably for the summer season for 2023, there will be something new in there. So if you've got any interest in bees and what you might be able to do to help bees or what, you know, in your own garden or in your own life, or if you're curious about the Paul Stamets work, please, by all means, make sure you come out to the museum and have a look at that exhibit.
The Save the Bees event, Storytelling with Jane Newman, is happening this Sunday, October 16th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Cortez Museum and the Heritage Garden. This event, like most museum events, are by donation.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.